Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of my
welcome,
song.
Friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Zechariah said that at evening time it shall be light. Christ is indeed the light of the world, and more particularly the light of his people, to which he is pleased to reveal himself. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. Paul testified, "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." In another place, Peter said, "We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts." The manifestation of this light never varies. He is the same light when he said, "Let there be light," as he is said to be in the ages to come. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. The people of God are given light by him and shall reign as the kings and priests he has made them to be. He is their light, and they are enabled to see more clearly, only as it pleases him to remove their darkness, since they have no innate ability to see anything apart from his light. Through the ages to come they shall see him, because he shall have removed their darkness once and for all. The elect of God are accepted of God only because they are in Christ, and they shall stand in his imputed righteousness forever. They only have a reflected light, of which he has always been and shall always be the source, even as the moon is but a reflection of the light of the sun. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. He is that one who only hath immortality, dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto, whom no man hath seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. While we read that Christ has the Spirit without measure, yet we as the sons of God are given all things by measure, whether it be his spiritual gifts or the gift of faith itself. For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Paul further admonished and reminded the Corinthian believers of this fact with these words, "For who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory, as if thou hadst not received it?" The Lord gave his apostles a mandate to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. It is through the foolishness of preaching that God has been pleased to save some who are identified as those that believe. This salvation is described as that wherein life and immortality are brought to light. The preaching of the gospel does not produce light, nor does it confer life to dead sinners, nor is there any power at all in the ability of men to preach it. Yet it is that which God has ordained to inform those that sit in darkness of the great light that has now shined in a dark place. Paul testified that he had no choice but to preach the gospel, even alluding to being sent as a representative of Christ to declare the glorious message of reconciliation to those whom God is pleased to give ears to hear it. He hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. The purpose of preaching the gospel is primarily to exalt the name of Christ in the display of his redemptive work, which he has accomplished by taking upon himself the sin of his elect and imputing his righteousness to them by the means of his substitutionary atonement. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. This is that wherein all of our boasting is to take place. But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. We are not sent to try to persuade men to fulfill some formula, or offer up obedience to the Lord, but rather to declare the unsearchable riches of Christ, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God, to declare, I say, at this time his righteousness, that he might be just, and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Christ is all.
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.